Maryland's Morning News on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Good morning, Dave Durian in for Brian Neiman this morning. The biggest new trend in vacation travel is what they call multi-generational travel. Grandma and grandpa vacationing with their sons and daughters and their kids, you know, the grandkids, three generations. 40% of all vacation travelers, they say, have taken one of these multi-generational trips in the past year. So where are Grandma, Grandpa, Sonny Boy, or daughter, and all their kids going aside from Disney World? Katie Hill of MarketWatch.com has been looking into all this and joins us. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Disney World, of course, is number one on a lot of people's bucket list. But where are all these family gaggles going besides Disney?
So interestingly, right, so the trend is really increasing to where grandma and the parents and the kids all travel together. And of course, you're right, Disney World is almost always number one for them. But interestingly, we're seeing places like, for instance, an Alaskan cruise. Those have gotten really affordable recently. I mean, we're talking $600 for a whole week. You know, when you cruise around, you can see the grizzly bears and, you know, you can go salmon fishing and all that. They've gotten really affordable recently, and we're seeing more and more people go on those. And they're great for multi-generational, right? Because you can kind of let the kids run around the boat, and then you can, you know, do excursions so the grandparents have some alone time with the grandkids. And it really makes an easy multi-generational trip. Cruises in general, but Alaskan cruises recently because of the affordability of them.
This is one that that a lot of Baltimoreans consider their secret, the Outer Banks. I mean, the big houses you can rent for all kinds of family members are more or less affordable.
Yeah, I mean, so it was looking like that. I looked at the prices in Duck, which is a little town of 500 residents.
Right.
About $3,000 for the week, and you're like, at first that sounds expensive, but when you think about all splitting that up among a bunch of family members, these are big houses right on the beach. You know, that actually is quite affordable, and the Outer Banks, as you guys probably most of you know, are just stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. All right, are travel companies and so forth making special deals for special accommodations for these, you know, three generational family groups traveling together?
Yes. So interestingly, we're seeing a lot of companies do that. Road Scholar, which they used to be sort of, they targeted the sort of 65 plus group, and they used to do grandparents with grandkids trips. But last year, I guess 2012, they began doing these multi-generational trips where you can sort of, you can take the kids and the parents and the grandkids, and they're really cool. Like they have one to Paris where they give you language lessons and you eat with a French family and they give you guided tours. So they really have a lot of offerings like that, and more hotels are offering these and these travel companies. It's just a really big trend in the industry.
You start thinking though about grandma and grandpa and their kids and all the grandkids traveling. That could be a whopping travel bill. Does anybody have significant discounts if the whole family goes?
So there are definitely those. And then, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's why those kind of renting a beach or beach house in like the Outer Banks. But also the national parks are very affordable. So there's usually one kind of nearby and they'll have like, you know, kind of more rustic cabins. But I don't know if you're near Montana, like Glacier National Park is beautiful and very, very affordable. So you don't have to, right, you don't have to go somewhere crazy and exotic and expensive. It's just nice to spend time with the family. Look at your national parks and see if they have, you know, a cabin that you guys can all rent, or a couple cabins near each other or something like that.
Yeah, the cabins in the national parks are usually pretty cool, not to mention tent camping. And I mean, a place like Bryce Canyon, it's just breathtaking.
Yeah, I mean, and there's so many of them and you can drive, and that just really makes it kind of a lot more accessible.
Katie Hill of MarketWatch.com. You can read more about all these multi-generational family locations, including Costa Rica, among those we didn't get to, at MarketWatch.com. Katie, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.